Coach, the goal that Drew Stafford was able to get for your hockey club in the first period, just how big was that confident builder early on to kind of show that you guys were moving out there tonight?
Yeah, we were, and with our penalty kill under some scrutiny right now, just like kind of the Chicago or the Detroit game, you know, we score a big power play goal when we're taking penalties early, and then that kind of set that tone that we were on the right pace.
You talked about wanting them to be focused more. Did you see that tonight? There's still a few penalties,
You know what? I did. I felt we played a heck of a hockey game in here. Our energy level was good. Our compete was real good. When things broke down, our goalie made the save. But we skated real hard and played real hard. And we got heavy, heavy, heavy sticks, I guess. We just... The focus was there. And then nights you're going to take some penalties, but I didn't have a problem with what we were doing out there. They were all through effort, like the effort start right straight through the game.
What have you liked from that Armia Halaschuk cop line? I know we've talked about it, but Joel gets rewarded with his first NHL goal tonight.
Well, they've had a lot of pace to their game, but one of the concerns you have sometimes with the so-called fourth line is they don't control the puck. And what they've been able to do, and what I think, you know, it's good that Joel got a goal. What I thought he's done especially, he's knocked a lot of pucks down, kept a lot of pucks alive inside their blue line, and then handled pucks inside our blue line. And there was only one time they didn't get a puck out. So puck possession by your so-called fourth line, if you can get that, you're playing in the other team's end. It does great things for your bench, you know. And they've been more than a safe line. They've generated chances. They've had chances to score. And, you know, they're plus players. That's what you ask of them.
How about the Matty Perreault shot as well? How big was that goal?
Well, for all the reasons that we've talked about, our power play, but to get it to 3-1, so important for it. To do it on the power play with some confidence. And the kind of shot, maybe more than anything, from Matty, getting him back, getting the puck off his stick like that. Confidence builder.
Your special teams really excelled tonight with a shorthanded goal and a power play goal.
It will be hard for me to sell this, but our penalty kill has been actually outstanding, I think, in our last 6-7 games. And we gave up 2, and it cost us the game in Arizona, but it looked like that. I mean, we had chances, and we got a couple of shorties here in our last few games. So it's good that they get, you know, we got the kill in the third, which was really important. Our power play, to be honest with you, we haven't really had enough of them lately that to say we're on any kind of roll, but we'll take the goal.
Slowly but surely doing the things required to earn a coach's confidence.
Yeah, I don't know how slowly either. You know, he's got a great stick, and that is what, you know, I think with Adam Lowry, kind of the first thing I noticed about Adam is he had a really good defensive stick. And Joel's got lots of skill, and I think everybody knows that, but you got to earn your ice time so that your skill can come out, and he's done it with his defensive stick. He's competed on pucks. He's been physical at times when he needed to, but his hand skills, he's using them in kind of a defensive way as well. So that'll buy a guy ice time, and a skilled player who gets more and more ice time and earns the coach's trust, or more importantly, his teammates' trust that he's going to make the good defensive plays. Those guys eventually get chances to score goals.
You spent a lot of time talking with Nikolai this morning. Did he do the things you were asking of him?
I'm a huge Nick Ehlers fan. I really am. And you know what? He's not the biggest guy out there, and guys get sticks on him, and I wanted to see that fight in his game. He has all year. You know, this guy's 19 years old, and sometimes you need one of those like tonight to go in to get you feeling good, because he's in just about every game there's a shot off his stick that almost goes, and he's had a bunch of tough breaks around the net, but I like this compete. I got lots of time for the young man. He's not going to light the league up at 19, but he's going to be a real good player for the Winnipeg Jets for a long time.
Well, said this morning.
Sorry if you were asked this already, but Blake Wheeler's 400th point.
Yeah.
I know you've raved about him a lot. Yeah. What do you see in his game, even since you took over, that's changed?
He is, so I'm not going to say this like I'm taking credit for it, because I've had nothing to do with it, but he has turned pro, and he's a pure pro. So he has an idea of what his game's supposed to look like every night, and he goes out and he just does the same things over, and it's incredible intensity on the puck. He's never, ever cheating to the offensive side. The points are almost a byproduct of what he does. They're not a goal or a focus in his game. He brings so much. I mean, the penalty killing alone, he's dangerous every time he's out there. But just a great, great pro and a great example for our young players.